What's going on, guys? It's your brother, Brother OTG, the OTGs for Overtime Grind. Hardly seen, but I'm always around. Rich rising to all my people, rich rising to everybody who's here for the first time, here for the last time, here again. Assalamu alaikum to all the believers. Eid Mubarak. We did it. You know, make sure you check out brotherotg.com. Follow me on all social media at brotherotg. We are here with the 10-minute news for the day. 10-minute news for the day. May 2nd, 2022. I hope everybody is fine. I hope your families are fine. I hope you're staying motivated and focused. With that being said, thank you to everybody on Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, email, YouTube, wherever you come from. Thank you for this. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Special shout out to all my Patreon contributors. Without you guys, it wouldn't work. So I appreciate you. All right. Now with all that done, a minute in, let's get to it, man. First things first. Pete Davidson out here getting Kanye West kids tattooed on his neck. They said on Sunday, May 1st, some pictures start going around of Kim K and Pete Davidson running around. Paparazzi got a picture. Got KNSCP on his neck. You know, Kim got four children with Kanye, North, St. Chicago, and Song. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I think that's out of pocket. Boy, try and win a Stepdad of the Year award. You need to relax. Like, I don't know. They try and make a movie. Like, what they trying to do, it seems kind of strange. It's a whole lot happening. That's really where I'm at with that. You know what I mean? I think that in one way you get to see what dads kind of go through. I know they just keep talking about Kim K, but this dude's really out here trying to start something with Kanye, try and get under his skin. And if you think that's not supposed to make you feel a way, it definitely will. And you not being realistic with yourself, you know, because if it was another woman doing that, it would be the most, you know what I'm saying? But with that, I think that you almost don't expect that because you're a man. So even tripping or getting upset seems like it's a waste of time, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because nobody going to care until it goes away for the guy, or it goes a certain way for the mom. And then one of them guys act crazy or she calls a shot. And, you know, to an extent, it should be that way because there's a lot of trash people out there, you know, who don't know themselves, and they try and get themselves out the dirt. I don't think this is cool. I think it's going a little too far. You know what I mean? I think that, I just think it's a little bit crazy. I don't think that's pretty. I don't think it's cool. So, you know, with that, I think that whatever kind of stems from it is going to stem from it. You can't really tell somebody how to respond. You know, you can't tell somebody how to react to something like that. You know, I know a lot of people hop in the comments and say he don't have to say nothing. He don't. But we don't have control over that, you know, and I don't really know what I would tell him to do. I'm just glad I'm not in that position. It's not me. You know what I mean? That's real talk. So with that, let me know how you would feel if a young lady or a young man got your kid's initials tattooed on their neck because they was dating your ex. How would you feel if you have children? You know, people who don't have children, you know, how would you feel if they got the dog's initial tattooed on their neck? You know what I'm saying? How would you feel about that? Let's keep it sliding, though. Let's keep it sliding. Let's keep going. So, in Brazil, a 100-year-old man breaks the Guinness World Record for working at the same company for 84 years. So a guy, Walter Orthman of Brazil, broke the world record for longest tenure at the same company, all while turning 100 years old. Born in the town of Brusque on April 19, 1922, Orthman wanted to get a job at 15. According to Guinness Book World Records, he could speak German really well. He got a job as a shipping assistant for a textile company on January 17, 1938. He was promoted to a position in sales, later became a sales manager, a position he has held ever since. Now he's been with the company 84 years, verified on January 6th, giving him the Guinness World Record for the longest career in the same company. Man, think about that. 84 years working at one company breaks the Guinness Book of World Records. It must be for a company you don't own or something like that. We have to look into that. Should you be proud of that record? I know in 2022, people are going to tell you no, working for someone else is the worst. But in real life, should you be proud of working for the same company for 84 years? Think about that. Let me know how you feel. Put it in the comments. That's a little crazy. 84 years with the same company. So Joe Biden has decided to invest $3 billion and lithium-ion battery production to try to speed up electric cars. I mean, he wants electric cars to make up over half of vehicle sales by 2030. I don't know. As a retired car salesman, I feel like It's not really economical, and I understand the thought process behind getting away from fossil fuels, but I also understand the thought process of trying to create these batteries and different things and being more dependent on technology. You know, sometimes they say it's growing pains, so sometimes you got to grow into the new method or the new way or something of that nature, but I don't know how people are going to really react once, you know, you implement mostly technological cars. They've been around a long time, so this day was coming. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out. How do you feel in the comments? Let me know what you think about mostly electronic cars being sold by 2030. Also, what we got is that scientists find rocks similar to Earth on Mars. Said Mars has a violent past, explosive eruptions on the surface that shaped the planet. You know, they found a whole bunch of water and different things on Mars. So I wonder what they're trying to hit at, because, you know, if you look into this a little bit more, people can't live on Mars. They say it would be the worst living experience that anybody's ever experienced. But they have some, you know, if you go to the blog, you can find the links to these stories. They have some pictures where they're trying to say from those pictures compared to the pictures on Earth at a certain time, you could tell that it had a violent past, you know. So definitely check it out. What do you think they're studying for Mars? Do you think they're trying to send people to Mars? Do you think they think Earth is going to be like Mars? What do you think? So that's your 10-minute news for today. You know, we covered Pete Davidson. We talked about the man working 84 years for the same company, Joe Biden investing $3 billion into lithium ion battery production, and scientists saying that Mars has some things in common with Earth. Let me know how you feel about it. Drop it in the comments. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. It's your brother OTG, 10 Minute News, May 2nd. It's OTG's for Overtime Grind. BrotherOTG.com, BrotherOTG, all social media. Thank you. Have a great day. Tap in with you tomorrow.